The largest Jewish congregation in Alaska is celebrating its 50th anniversary this weekend. 20 people founded Beth Shalom Synagogue in Anchorage in September 1958, including Beth Rose's parents. I sat down with her and Rabbi Michael Oblath to talk about the history of Beth Shalom, which means House of Peace. Rose says 50 years ago, a number of Jewish families were living in Anchorage, and they wanted to create a place where their children could have a sense of their identity.
Because everybody lived so far away, what ended up happening is that the grandparents were outside, the aunts, the uncles, and everything. There's nobody here to help celebrate and be together. So the small Jewish community became family for everybody and became a place where people could come together and celebrate the Jewish holidays and births and bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs, things like that.
Is it just a coincidence that this was happening during statehood, that they founded it right at that time, or was there something that made it significant for the folks then?
There were people that were coming here to help address the needs of the state and help to build a state. And in my parents' situation, my mother and father were living in Washington, D.C., and then Senator Bob Bartlett recommended to my father to come here and help build a state. So there were people who were coming for that reason, and other people who were coming here to just address the many needs that this territory and soon to be state were facing. When they came here, they found there really wasn't a Jewish community that they may have been very familiar with. On a personal level, my own parents outside didn't have to celebrate or didn't have to find their Jewish roots because it surrounded them in Washington. And my mother was from Chicago. It was just around them at all times. Here, there's nothing like that. So they're looking for a place where they could have a religious upbringing for their children and a cultural upbringing. Education was very important to them. And when I went to school, there may have been maybe one or two other Jewish kids in the school that I went to, whether it was elementary or middle school or high school. But all of us had a very strong sense of what it was like to be Jewish. We knew what the holidays were. We knew the prayers. We learned Hebrew. And we got all of that in large part because of our parents' commitment. They ended up being our teachers. They set up the Sunday school at the beginning. They were the religious lay leaders for many years. So they really did create a very strong sense of Judaism in a very remote location.
And Rabbi, maybe I should turn to you now for this question. How many members belong to the synagogue?
We have about 200 families, which in the way our movement sort of defines membership, I think that's probably around 700 people or so, 700-800 people.
Do you find that there's any challenges or special struggles with practicing Judaism this far north?
Well, sure. Well, you can even have, if you're very traditional, you have struggles with when do you light the Shabbat candles on Friday night because you light them at sunset, and that time in the extremes of the daylight and darkness can be a real challenge. We tend to standardize it at the synagogue when our services start on Friday nights at 7:30. But some of the challenges are if you keep a fairly strict dietary life with the kosher food laws, you're limited in terms of where you get the food. You have to maybe ship it in or eat in fairly special ways. Some people just will practice vegetarianism because that's strictly kosher by itself. And one of the aspects is that you're isolated. And it's so important within Judaism to be part of a community. But I think the notion of coming together as a community is one that this congregation takes very seriously.
The Beth Shalom congregation is celebrating its 50th anniversary this weekend with several services and a gala event on Saturday evening. More information is online at frozenchosen.org.